Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we come to you this evening, Lord, just saying thank you for the opportunity, O God, to come before you once again. Father God, just to hear a word from you, O God, for we are thirsty tonight, O God. And we are thankful, O Lord, that you have allowed us and given us a chance to hear your voice one more time through the woman of God. Father God, we thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight, O God. We thank you for them pressing their way tonight, O God. Even on this holiday when folk are celebrating, O God, they thought it not robbery to get on the phone or get on their computer to hear what thus saith the Lord. So, Father God, we ask that you go before us, speak to us and through us, O God, and that you wrap us up in you, O God, so that it's your voice that's being heard and not of our own. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. What a wonderful prayer. First and foremost, I'm so excited that Minister Wright is back with us. Evangelist O'Brien did a beautiful prayer for her. She was absent last week due to illness, and to hear her voice on the airwaves so strong today is just so exciting, and it talks about how God moves. Hello, Amen. Everyone. Yeah, amen, right?
Hi.
Hello, everyone. It's Monday, Motivational Monday.
It's Monday.
My name is, all right now, my name is Victoria Mans Cherry, and I am the executive producer of Victorious Radio and Communications. I am so very happy, excited and motivated to introduce and present tonight Motivational Mondays, the Power Hours, with Evangelist LaShawn Gabriel O'Brien and Minister Maria Wright, along with tonight's guest speaker, Pastor Lisa, and I forgot her last name, God forgive me, but she'll be properly introduced. All right. As friends and followers and supporter of First the Ministry and Second the Radio Station, I would like to extend a personal thank you for joining us in our mission to establish God's kingdom here on earth and to speak the true, unadulterated word of God. We look forward to bringing forth a host of guests and ministry leaders to create an enlightened pathway to God's purpose. We are prayerful that the messages delivered through this Christian Talk and Teach broadcast will help others to walk out the Word of God through ministries, in lives, on jobs, within families, and certainly among our community leaders. We welcome the opportunity to pray for others and to establish a line of prayer throughout the world. We pray to strengthen the body of Christ with equipment, armor, and understanding while building faith, hope, and abundance in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Also, please be tuned. Please stay tuned for the Bible verse breakdown, which is a detailed explanation on the meaning of God's word as we seek to apply on daily terms, which is generally conducted later on in the show. I'm a little tongue-tied tonight, but I'm just so excited because we are moving in some positive direction. So with all of these wonderful things being said, let's get right to it and be about our Father's business in the name of Jesus Christ. If you would like to listen to this broadcast by computer, please feel free to join our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. And, of course, you may contact us by phone. Our Blog Talk call-in discussion number is 347-855-8877. And for our virtual friends, I have a brand new announcement. Victorious Radio and Communications has started a YouTube channel, so please, please, please subscribe. You will have interviews with Evangelist O'Brien, Minister Wright, along with all of our other participants to the radio station, so please subscribe to our YouTube channel. As for the Blog Talk Forum, we have rules in which we would like for all to abide. Respect will be given to others at all times. No badgering as this assembly is created to be a safe and nurturing environment. In the end, we agree to disagree. No profanity, please, as we choose to keep this forum clean in his presence. Prayer requests are always welcome. Now, if you wish to address the forum, please press 1. And we will acknowledge you and permit your entrance into the forum when appropriate. Please be mindful that sometimes there may be a delay into your entrance because I try to use discretion if the spiritual leaders are praying or in the middle of a topic. But I do see you, so please be patient and hold. Now, let's begin tonight appropriately by giving a warm welcome to Evangelist O'Brien and Minister Wright. Ladies, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm going to leave it to you all to formally introduce Pastor Lisa, but I'm so happy to be here tonight. I'm so happy to get motivated and grow into my spiritual journey and my professional journey with both of you ladies.
Amen, amen. We are so excited to have Pastor Lisa with us tonight. She was one of our facilitators at the conference that we had in October, and we had mentioned to everyone that we was going to bring each facilitator as much as possible as we could to come on a call and share their topic. So, Pastor Lisa, have your way.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. How you doing?
Thank you so much. I am great. I've had an awesome day, and I'm grateful for this
Good.
Time with you ladies because I know that this is broad and vast, and Motivational Mondays is reaching a lot of people, and I know you could have had a lot of other choices, so I'm grateful that you guys selected me to come on tonight and just share with you what I shared back then, and the wonderful thing about the word is it always works, and so even though some time has passed, it's still relevant for today. Amen.
Yes, yes. So, Pastor Lisa, you want to share a little bit about yourself before you get started?
Well, Wow, that's the hardest thing to do. I'm still not used to talking about me. I can talk about God all day and all night, but
well, just something short, like, you know, anything. It don't have to be big. Something, you know.
Okay, well, I'm a Washingtonian, born and raised in the Washington, D.C. area, and called to ministry a little over 20 years ago and kind of ran from it, but, you know, God has a way of finding you when you think you can't be found. And so he finally tracked me down and let me know that if I really wanted to have a fruitful and abundant life, that there was only one way to do that. And so I gladly surrendered, and, you know, now I'm just walking in the gifting and the calling on my life and just enjoying the journey with him.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's get started. Let's talk about your topic.
Well, what I talked about at the Weekend of Serenity was a topic called From Rags to Riches, and I took it from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, and if time permits, am I able to share that passage of Scripture with you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Colossians 1, starting at verse 9, and I'm reading. I love to, when I'm studying the Word in my own private time, I love to read from the Message version because it's just so very clear and self-explanatory. So it says, Colossians 1, 9 through 12 says, "Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us." And so I took my topic from rags to riches from that portion of Scripture because, as I said earlier, I think it's really important that we learn what we were created to do, who we were created to be, because that's the only real way we can function to our optimal capacity for God. And so when we're born as young girls and young ladies, we like to tell our little girls that they're princesses, and as they get older, as we age, we want to think of ourselves as queens. And so that topic, rags to riches, came to mind because a life without Christ, it's a bad life. It's one that there's not much sunshine in, there's not much joy, there's a lot of pain. But once you discover who Christ is to you and who he has created you to be in him, that causes you to walk into spiritual riches. So rags to riches became an acronym, so to speak. We're talking about walking out of rags and walking into riches. Rags symbolizes four words, R-A-G-S, rebellion, anger, guilt, and shame. So just a little bit of a breakdown about rebellion. Of course, you know, rebellion is, the word talks about how it is as of the sin of witchcraft. And so rebellion, it leads us into sin, and this is something that is not productive or conducive to our growth in God. When God tells us to do something and we outright refuse to do it, that is rebellion. And so when we're not walking within our calling and we're not being obedient, we are under a spirit of rebellion, and then that can lead to anger, which anger leads, if it's not corrected and it's not checked at some point, it leads to bitterness. And this is stuff we push down on the inside of us. The rebellion and the anger, it leads to guilt, which is the G in rags. It leads to guilt, And then guilt puts us in bondage. It puts us under a spirit of oppression. And then that leads us to shame because we're, you know, we're not relying on the forgiveness of God. Instead, we're focusing and concentrating on all the things that we've done wrong, all the things that people have said to us that have hurt us, that have put us in a mindset of not being called by God and not being able to be used by Him. And shame ultimately leads to this oppression of our spirit. Not so much that we're physically incarcerated because we're walking around as free, but our minds and our spirits are in bondage. And so yep. These are the things that we want to walk out of, rags. We want to walk out of rebellion, anger, guilt, and shame, and we want to walk into riches, which stands for...
Pastor Lisa, right there, can I make a comment? Just this morning, the Lord showed me how many of us are rebelling against soul wounds, deep wounds within our soul.
Yes.
I don't think we recognize, but hopefully speaking this word, someone will be delivered from it. That's where they rebelling against things that has happened to them as they grew up, and unknowingly them rebelling against, even in ministry, at work, wherever, you know, however their interaction is in their life right now, they don't understand that rebelling against the natural, it's the same, you're doing the same thing in the spiritual. So when God is trying to guide you and give you direction, you're rebelling against some of the things that He's instructing you to do through somebody else. So then you start responding to that person in anger. Then you start holding bitterness and all the things that you're speaking of. So that revelation came to me this morning. It's a deep-rooted soul wound, a wound that the scar is still there.
Yes.
You need the light of Jesus to heal that wound. And recognize that wound is hindering you spiritually as well as naturally.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Right. That's absolutely right.
Amen.
And it's really important that, you know, thank you for sharing that, because something very key that you said, when other people sometimes bring things to you that God shares with them, because many times when He has tried directly to share it with us, we have a closed ear to Him. And so then He begins to bring other people into the scenario to try to get us to soften our hearts and to become a little bit more attuned to what He's trying to say. So...
But, you know, I never looked at, you know, how they say a rebellion child or a rebellion, you know. Yeah, that is a spirit of witchcraft, and that thing will be with you in every area of your life.
Yeah.
And when you in ministry, that's a powerful stronghold right there. So that's something that you really need to seek the Lord in getting healing of that soul wound that you have.
Yes.
With that rebellion spirit. And that you know when you have it, when your mom or your dad tell you something, they say go right, you go left, just because you want to make a point. Well, the same way you're doing that in the natural, He's your spiritual father, and you're doing that too, even in other areas of your life.
Yes.
And, you know, rebellion has a lot of stuff attached with it. And a lot of times it stems from you feeling, whether it's a legitimate feeling or not, that someone is trying to control you.
Yeah.
And that may or may not be the case, but that's just really how it starts, and it nurtures, and then it festers. And so, you know, like you both are saying, you really have to pay attention to that, and because it is witchcraft, but it stems from you not wanting someone to control you, and truthfully be speaking, when it comes to God, our lives are not our own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay.
And so, with rebellion being at the head of all of this, you know, all of those other negative emotions find their way in, because when we start to think that other people are trying to control us, or that we're, you know, under somebody else's wants and desires, we begin to sometimes become very judgmental of other people. And, you know, it's easy then for the blame game to start, where everything that happens to us becomes somebody else's fault. And the deeper you go into that, the more you cannot see that you play a part in what's happening in your own life. And we run so much and we fight so hard against being under the control of other people that we end up being under their control anyway, trying not to be under their control. So it's so many things connected to the rebellion, the anger, the guilt, the shame, that we at some point have to really begin to see ourselves as God sees us and as He says we are. There's a mind-blowing thing that just continues to come into my spirit over and over from time to time, that God has already seen every single day of my life, every day. He's seen every sin I will ever commit, and He still died on that cross for me. So even things that I don't know that I'm going to do right now, even things that haven't even entered my mind, those things have already been forgiven. And so when I sin, you know, I need to rush right into repentance and just tell God that I'm sorry and really mean it, so that I can continue along the journey that He has for me and that He's created for me to go on. And so this is available to every person, every person. God never meant for us to be weighed down by sin. That's why He sent Jesus, to give us a way out of it. And so if we would just only take it, take the way out, He provided it. There's a door. Walk through it. Run through it. If you can't walk or run, crawl through it. Get through the door, because it's there for you.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, Lisa, people, they get so, it's sometimes it's hard for people to run through the door, if you will, and go to God with their sin, because they can't forgive themselves.
Right,
they've been condemned and judged by so harshly by folk, or you know, people have set perceptions that are not true, and so they are under that condemnation that it's just so hard for them to believe that all they have to do is wholeheartedly go to God and ask Him to forgive them, and He will, without, you know, all the junk that man puts on you.
Yes. Well, and that has to do with, believe it or not, so many of us value the opinions of other people more than the opinion of God.
Yep.
Because you know how sorry you are for something or not. If you're sorry, and God has, you know, He's instructed us on how to be forgiven, we all know what to do. But if we reject that thing that He has told us to do, and we favor accepting what other people say, again, that's rebellion. We're still not listening to what God has said. If someone, you know, they keep bringing up your past, they keep bringing up your mistakes and how you used to be. God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He says a lot of things in His word about who you are. If you can only believe that part and not give so much credit to the things that other human beings say. Nobody can judge. Nobody can judge.
That's
right. But you got to believe.
Yes. Yes. And so when we choose not to, we put ourselves in a position of, you know, living beneath our privilege, so to speak. I think that's the best way I can put it right now. We live beneath our privilege when we're not able to accept what God has said about us. And so in our own walk, it's very critical that we don't just scratch the surface with God. He wants a close, a deep, a lasting, a growing relationship with each one of us. And, you know, we put so much energy into natural things that we sometimes neglect going into a deeper place with God. So I think that's what this whole rags to riches thing was about, because it, you know, I was attempting, at least at the time it was first presented, to allow each woman that would hear this message to just evaluate where they are right, where you are right now in your own walk with God, where you are to the point where you're painfully honest with yourself, where you don't have to have on makeup, you don't have to have your hair freshly done, your nails, anything like that, nothing superficial, just you and God. Where are you? Are you angry with him for something that you feel that he didn't quite protect you from, or he didn't do quite right, or that he let come into your life that, you know, that hurts you? Are you disappointed with him? Are you upset? Where are you with God? Are you in a place of faith, or are you in a place of fear? We all have to get really serious and real about where we are with God on a personal level, not at church where, you know, we're looking around, we got to make sure we look right, and, you know, we got on the right clothing, we, you know, our face is right because people are watching it, none of that. Just in a private place where it's just you and him, and where are you? Where are you with him? Are you in a good relationship with him? What's going on? And so the rebellion, the anger, the guilt, and the shame were the components that made up this thing, the rags issue. And so if we were walking out of rags, we have to be walking somewhere, walking out of something, walking into something else. And so riches is, and I'll just give all of the words in case there's anybody writing tonight. I'm a note taker. I love when the word is going forth or being discussed. I like to write things down. And so in an effort to, if we run out of time tonight, I just want anyone writing to have the words that the acronym stands for. Riches is righteousness, it's integrity, it's conversion, it's humility, endurance, and surrender. So I will go over those again. Righteousness, and that is just a right relationship with God. What I just got finished talking about, where are you with God? God loves you just as you are, right where you are. No matter what you've done, no matter what you, you know, what kind of activities you've been into, there is nothing that can separate you from God except you. And so everybody, every person, even the one who thinks God doesn't want me, yes, he does. He does want you. He'll always want you. He wants you to want him, and he wants you to allow him the opportunity to work in your life. And so righteousness is a part of that process. You have to want to be in a right relationship with God, which will lead in turn to integrity. Now, simply put, integrity is just telling the truth to yourself, telling the truth to other people. That's the best way, even if your truth is not flattering, because God can take something that's bad and turn it into something good. He just wants us to be completely honest with him, because he knows anyway. And we have this, as humans, we have this thing where we love to try to hide stuff, at least from each other, not realizing the whole while that God is seeing everything and that he's hearing everything and that he's fully aware. So then the C in riches is conversion.
Lisa,
Yes.
Before you go to conversion, I you said something really key that I just don't want folk to miss, and that's with integrity is telling the truth. But when you start with telling the truth to God, being real with God right where you are, it makes it so much easier for you to be real with everybody else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's a point to take in consideration, too, because you being real with God and the lives that you attach with, the impact that you have to be real with everybody else.
Yes.
Right.
He's using that situation for his glory. So whatever it is, if you can face him with the truth, I repent, whatever the situation was, and you can tell the truth to those who are connected and surrounding you, because your life is a living epistle. So as a living epistle, you're speaking his word through your circumstances. He's greater than any circumstance. So being open and truthful to those who are connected to you, you can change somebody's whole walk with Christ. Their whole walk can turn around just based on you telling, you know, speaking the truth.
Yes.
And telling God you hurt. I mean, a lot of times we're afraid to say, God, look, I'm angry. I feel like you let me down. Why am I out here? Like, you know, just go to God and tell him exactly how you feel.
Yes.
And it
just
frees you. And then God will tell you, he'll let you get out whatever you got to say. He might laugh at you or whatever, come and say, look, my child, or whatever the case may be, and keep it real and tell you why you are where you are or what happened or what he's going to do or whatever the case may be. But just being free to be able to say, hey, God, I'm pissed. I'm hurt. You know, I'm reaching out. Why am I going through what? Where did I miss it? Did I miss it? You know, so it's free.
And then he may say, my child, I spoke to you. You did not listen.
Exactly.
And then you'd be like, huh?
Right, exactly.
I spoke to you. You did not listen. So calm your nerves. Get yourself together. And we will, you know, move forward.
We'll get through this. Yep.
Yeah, what's going on. But this is how we're going to get through, and this is what you're going to learn from what you're going through, and I need you to do blah, 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 and not rebel against my next instructions that I give you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just, it's no different, but he's just as real and close to you as the person that's sitting next to you or talking to you, and he will use people. That's what he will use us for one another. For his glory.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and you know, just listening to you all talk, and if I can just share a bit of a personal testimony on this note, it's that there's one time, you know, there have been other times, you know, we don't like to say or admit when we're angry with God, but I think this is for somebody listening, or else it wouldn't have even come up, you know. So, Minister Wright, thank you for bringing this. One time in my life where I was just determinedly and decidedly angry with God was my oldest sister. She had been sick for a long time, and we found out that she needed a kidney. And I went through this whole long process of trying to discover whether I was a good match for her so I could give her a kidney, all of these things. We go through months and months of testing, and it's just a long, drawn-out process. A very long story made very short is that I was a good enough match to donate a kidney to her, which I did. But now the kidney transplant took place, and it worked for her for about a week. And then the kidney rejected, and she died. I was so done. I was so angry at God. And, you know, he had to process me through that pain. And what he ended up telling me, because I started going into other areas that didn't really have anything to do with the situation at hand. I said, you know, God, I've never had any extended hospital stay, thank God. I've only been in the hospital twice in my whole life. Once was to give that kidney to my sister, and the other one was to have my daughter. But I said, now, God, you know, all this time I've been well and nothing's happened to me. Why would you let me give her that kidney and then she died anyway? And he said, you know, I didn't do that for her. I did it for you because you would have spent the rest of your life in guilt had you not done it. And that was mind-blowing for me because I gave my sister that kidney so she could live. And when she died, I threw that all on God. And he said, no, because I didn't do that for her. I did that for you. Because I was able to have a peace about it when I was no longer angry because I knew that I had done what I could to help her. So a lot of times when things don't look right, when you go and have an honest conversation with God, he'll tell you things that he would not ordinarily have said before.
Right.
If you give him something, he'll give you something.
Right.
Well, I'm okay right now today because of that one thing that he said to me. I didn't do that for her. I did it for you because she's gone and she's fine, but you are not. And he's absolutely right. I would have spent the rest of my life wondering, what if, would she have survived? Should I have done it? Should I not? What did I do wrong? All of that, you know. So this is a very valid point to what we're talking about. When you get honest with God, even in anger, he'll reward you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he will.
Amen, ladies. Can we pause for a minute?
Yes.
Amen. We are ready for the announcement. Maria, are you ready?
Yeah. Hey. I'm so excited. And I got to step out there because, Lisa, when you were introducing yourself, there's one thing that you failed to mention, and this is an announcement. Pastor Lisa is a writer, amen, and she wrote the book From the Playground to the Pulpit, and you can find it on Amazon.com, putting a little plug in there for her. And
it's
from the Playground to the Pulpit, Lisa Gillespie, G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E. So make a note of it, amen, if you want to get it. Great read, short read, but powerful, amen. Now, moving on, SWP announcement. Coming up this end of this month on January 30th, can we say January 30th? Yay!
January 30th.
Is our Kingdom Women's Brunch, amen. It's going to be held at Infused Restaurant on Allentown Road in Temple Hills, Maryland. It starts at 10 a.m. The cost is $30. You have until Saturday the 23rd to get your money in. It's all methods, PayPal, Eventbrite. You can email us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. You can meet Sean, Ed, and I'm going to try to make it down there, too, if I can. Meet Sean and us down at the Starbucks in Accokeet on the 23rd from 12 to 1. We take payments, cash, money order, check, PayPal, credit card, you name it, we got it. So, amen, January 23rd is the last day to get your payment in for the brunch for the Kingdom Women Brunch. And also, amen, get your name in because if you want to go but you don't have the finances to go because Victorious Radio and Communications, Victoria Mans, Cherry Ha, is sponsoring two ladies to go to the brunch. Amen. So can Victoria,
amen,
you do the clap praise thing for me?
Amen.
Yay. So, hey.
Now, let me say, that was for you ladies who are hosting that Women's Kingdom brunch, because I had the pleasure of attending last year and many of your events, including the one that you did in the beginning of the year. So you guys deserve the applause for constantly reaching out to the community to support women, underserved populations, and just everyone. So I'm going to fade Amen. Back into the distance now. Thank you.
Amen. So if you are interested in going and the finances just are not there, the first come, first serve. So get email us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. Like we said, two women are being sponsored. Moving on February 10th, we're doing a paint night at Infused Restaurant at 7 p.m. Okay.
Postponed it.
Okay, that's been postponed, so disregard that announcement. Amen. March 26th, we're sold out, but we have a waiting list, but we're sold out for the bus trip to go see Samson at Sight and Sound. So we are excited. SWP is getting on the road. We are so excited about that, and so we are going to see Samson, and we're going by the outlets. We're going to dine at Plain and Fancy with family style dining and fellowship. The cost of $145 paid for everything with the exception of your shopping. What you spend at the outlet is on you. We will, though, be leaving. So those of you who are going, we will be leaving the Oxon Hill parking lot at 8 o'clock sharp. 8 o'clock sharp, that bus pulls off. So we're asking you to be to the bus by 7:30 a.m., praise God, to board the bus, and then we have prayer and everything before we take off, and we have a great time on our bus trips. You have fun. So I pray that you're going, and if this is your first time going with us, rolling with us, you're going to have a ball. I'm just here to tell you. And then we are also getting ready and preparing for our Weekend of Serenity in October. Yay!
Amen.
Yay, October 28th through 30th at Sandy Cove Ministries, which is located in Northeast Maryland. We are so excited, and yes, we are taking deposits right now because we know some of us need a little more time to pay than others, so some of us can't just pay it all at one time. So if you are interested in going, you want to make your deposit, please email us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net and let us know. I am coming. Put me down. I'm sending my money. We also, again, Eventbrite, PayPal. So, there are different methods. You can even mail it in. So when you email us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net, we'll provide you with a mailing address if you want to mail your payment in. So we are so excited. So that's what Sisters with Purpose. And let me just tell you this. I don't want to release it yet because we didn't really talk about releasing it on the show tonight. However, stay tuned because next year is SWP's 10th year for their retreat, and we are lining up something absolutely marvelous, okay? So
Amen.
Go ahead and just prepare, and we'll get dates and things
can't
out.
Can't even contain yourself. You can't even hold it.
I know. I'm so excited. 10 years. Amen. I'm so excited. I'm in the middle of a dream come true. That's all I can say, because this is the beginning to the future goal that has been set. So, yes, I am excited. Hold me down with a string or something, because I'm like a helium balloon about to take off. But anyway, we are so excited. And amen, Pastor Lisa, I'm done. You can come on back.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Did you want to do the Bible breakdown now or at the end?
We can do the Bible breakdown at the end, but let's go ahead and get what the Bible verse the verse of the week is.
Okay.
It's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, and it says, "Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many." And, man, ain't that in line with what Pastor Lisa is talking about tonight. Praise God.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, Pastor Lisa.
Okay. Well, let's continue on with conversion. We're talking about riches, and the C is representative of the word conversion. And that's just basically agreeing to allow God to change you. Salvation is needed, but conversion has to come along with that process. A lot of times people, you know, they are not fully educated about along with salvation, there needs to be a change. When we get up in church and we walk down the aisle and we give, you know, we go shake the preacher's hand and we say, okay, I want to become a member of the church, you know, that's good because that's the first step. But there's so much more after that comes after that that we have to agree to allow ourselves to be changed and molded into likeness of Christ, that we're supposed to be walking in a newness of life, that we're no longer the same as we were, and that people who know us should see a change in us. There should be something different once we decide to give our lives over to Christ. The H is representative of humility, and this is a big one because a lot of times we can, you know, step into a place where we're taking credit for things that only God can do. We don't have enough power, we don't have enough knowledge or wisdom in and of ourselves to change our own lives, and so God has to do that. And when we are successful in the things that we put our hands to, we owe it to God to give him praise and to give him glory and to give him honor for using us as vessels, because apart from him and aside from him, we can do absolutely nothing, not one single thing. So we have to remain humble so that God can continue to lift us up. The E in riches stands for endurance. And that's just basically, look, we got to stop giving up so easily. We got to stop fainting, as the word says. If we faint not, some great and glorious things are going to happen to us. And we just, you know, a lot of times when we're dependent on our own strength, we get tired, we get discouraged, we get sad, and we just run out of energy, you know, and we start to lean on our own resources, and God never intended for us to do that. In his word, he says that he wants us to cast our cares on him, and if we do that, he renews our strength. And so, you know, it's so many things in God's word that we just kind of, because we've heard them before, we just run right past. When God offers his strength for our weakness, that's huge, because at some point during a 24-hour period, all of us are going to get weak. Everybody's going to get tired at some point. Your physical body, you're going to run out of energy. You're going to run out of gas. But when it is in those moments when we go to God and we say, okay, I'm getting to the end of what I had. I need your strength now. And in miraculous ways, he just refreshes and renews us. And then last, but certainly not least, and this might be the biggest one, is the S is for surrender. And that just means, you know, submitting to the lordship of Christ, allowing him to be in full and total control of everything about you, deciding that you're not going to be in charge of you anymore, that you're going to allow him, you're going to listen to him, you're going to follow what he says, you're not going to act like you didn't hear what he said, and you're not going to act like you don't know what he said or what you're supposed to do. Because as humans, a lot of times we fall into that, oh, I don't know what my purpose is. Or God didn't say nothing to me. And no, he did. He didn't say what you wanted him to say. He didn't tell you what you wanted to hear. So, you know, we say he didn't say anything when he really did. But living a life that honors Christ and God is a surrendered life. That, and you know, that is the easiest way, if there is such a thing. Some people would challenge me to say, well, you know, living a saved life is not easy. Well, it becomes easier when you're surrendered, because then you don't want to do things that are not pleasing to God. You don't want to participate actively and willfully in sin, because you're so in tune with how that makes God feel that you don't want to say or do anything that's going to upset him. Just like, you know, when I was raised in a single-parent home, and my mother, you know, she was everything, you know, to me. And I just, every day, I was really intentional about doing, saying and doing things that I thought might upset her. If I thought something that someone was asking me to do would hurt my mom, I would just say no. I might have wanted to even do it. I might have wanted to do it. But I said to myself, if she finds out about this, this is going to hurt her, and so I chose not to because of my love and respect and admiration for her. And it's the same thing with God, even more for God, because he's the one who created us. So if we just think about these things, the things that we're about to say, the things that we're about to do, the way we live our lives, the decisions that we make, how is this going to affect God? How is he going to feel about your next move? Will it honor him or will it dishonor him? So then, in, you know, to wrap this all up, basically the way we operate in our sinful state is it yields rags. That's how we got on this topic. In our original sinful state, the way we operate yields rags. But once we allow God to change us and to give us a new way of life and to truly convert us, we become true daughters of him, and then that is what yields riches. So that was a long, long story made, kind of short. I tried to shorten it to allot the time that was necessary, but that's how we got from rags to riches. And I hope that that has helped or blessed somebody tonight.
Amen. Praise God. That was excellent. That was
thank
good.
You.
Good word. Good word.
Amen.
It refreshed me. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, praise God.
Yeah, I feel good.
We're coming to a close now, ladies. As always, our time is ending. Okay, let's do the Bible breakdown, and then Pastor Lisa, once the Bible breakdown is done, do you mind closing us out in prayer?
Thank you, I will.
Okay, I'm just going to go back to the scripture of the week, but I'm going to start at verse 14, and it's in Romans, not Romans, Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 14, and it's a call to, this section is about a call to listen to God, which we touched on clearly tonight, but it says, work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life, for those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupted many, and make sure that no one is immoral, godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as the firstborn son for a single meal. You know that afterward, when he wanted his father's blessings, he was rejected. It was too late for repentance, even though he begged with bitter tears. And that was verses 14 through 17. But it talks about, you know, that, you know, we're familiar with, the readers are familiar with the ceremonial cleansing ritual that prepared them for worship. So back in the day, they had a cleansing ritual that prepared them for worship, and they knew that they had to be holy and clean in order to enter the temple. Sin always blocks our vision of God, so if we want to see God, we must renounce sin and obey him. Holiness is coupled with living in peace. A right relationship with God leads to right relationship with fellow believers. Although we will not always feel loving towards all other believers, we must pursue peace as we become Christ-like. Like a small root that grows into a great tree, bitterness springs up in our hearts and overshadows even our deepest Christian relationships. A poisonous root of bitterness comes when we allow disappointment to grow into resentment or when we nurse grudges over past hurts. Bitterness brings with it jealousy, dissension, and immorality. When the Holy Spirit fills us, however, he can heal the hurt that causes bitterness. Esau's story shows that mistakes and sins sometimes have lasting consequences. Even repentance and forgiveness do not always eliminate sin's consequences. How often do you make decisions based on what you want now rather than on what you need in the long run? Evaluate long-range effects of your decisions and actions. And Pastor Lisa, your example was a very good one when you stated that when you were making decisions, you thought about how it would affect your mother. And it's the same thing we should do with not only our parents, but with, if you know, our parents are still living, but with God, how would it affect them if I do X, Y, and Z? Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's the completion of the Bible breakdown. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor Lisa, let's close out.
All right, thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time together tonight. We are so appreciative and so grateful to you, O God, for a venue such as this to be able to discuss your word and to be able to support one another in love and to be able to have conversation about your word, God. We thank you for Victoria and for how she's impacting the kingdom with her gifts, O God, and for LaShawn and for Maria, for how they have a heart to serve you, O God, and to help your people. We thank you for each listener tonight, God, praying that something was said that has enriched and inspired them to continue to run on for you another day, God. We thank you for the opportunity to experience the richness of your word. We do not take it lightly or for granted. We love you, we praise you, and we exalt you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hey, ladies.
Praise him. Until we meet again.
Peace and blessings.
Yeah.
May we all move forth in peace and in blessings and love. Good night, ladies.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Motivational Monday.